The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, show number 460. The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, helping you celebrate Celtic culture through music. My name is Mark Gunn. I am a Celtic musician and podcaster, and this show is dedicated to the independent Celtic musicians. Please support these artists, share the show with your friends, and find more episodes at CelticMusicPodcast.com. You can also support this podcast over on Patreon. That's how this show keeps running each and every week. We kicked off the show with Sean Leahy and Jeremy Spencer from their album Entanglement. That was a set of polkas. Next up is Kalos with Brooke Lee from Harbor. Thank you.
Young lassies, where hae ye been? Say sleepy and drowsy, I ken by your een. In all the wide world, you'll ne'er find a friend like the lads who were reared among heather. Oh, wowie, your satins, your silks and your shawls, your soirees and your parties and your elegant balls. For a dance in the barns worth ten in the hall with the lads that were reared among heather. Go walk roon your cities, braw buildings outside. Gaze on their splendors and wonder with pride. Fine ships have been built on the banks of the Clyde by the lads that were reared among heather. Oh, wowie, your satins, your silks and your shawls, your soirees and your parties and your elegant balls. For a dance in the barns worth ten in the hall with the lads that were reared among heather. Some soldiers she kens where to send to the mountains and the valleys, the hills and the glens. There are bonnets and plaids right true to the end. Pray the lads that were reared among heather. Oh, wowie, your satins, your silks and your shawls, your soirees and your parties and your elegant balls. For a dance in the barns worth ten in the hall with the lads that were reared among heather. Now England can boast of her sweet scented rose, and Ireland can boast of the shamrock she grows. But give me the land where the clear water flows and the mountains high covered with heather. Oh, wowie, your satins, your silks and your shawls, your soirees and your parties and your elegant balls. For a dance in the barns worth ten in the hall with the lads who were reared among heather. Oh, wowie, your satins, your silks and your shawls, your soirees and your parties and your elegant balls. For a dance in the barns worth ten in the hall with the lads that were reared among heather.
I will go. Fighting is over to the land of MacLeod that I left. To be a soldier, I will go. When the king's son came along and called us all together, saying, brave healing men, will you fight for my father? I will go, I will go. I will go, I will go. When the fighting is over to the land of MacLeod that I left to be a soldier, I will go, I will go. I've a buckle on my belt, a sword in my scabbard, a red coat on my back, and a shilling in me pocket. I will go, I will go. I will go, I will go. When the fighting is over to the land of MacLeod that I left to be a soldier, I will go, I will go. When they put us all on board, the lasses were singing, but the tears came to their eyes when the bells started ringing. I will go, I will go. When we landed on the shore and saw the foreign heather, we knew that some would fall and would stay there forever. I will go, I will go. I will go, I will go. When the fighting is over to the land of MacLeod that I left to be a soldier, I will go, I will go. When we came back to the glen, the winter was turning, our goods lay in the snow, and our houses were burning. I will go, I will go. I will go, I will go. When the fighting is over to the land of MacLeod that I left to be a soldier, I will go, I will go. I will go, I will go. When the fighting is over to the land of MacLeod that I left to be a soldier, I will go, I will go.
After Kalos came Wolf Losher with Lads Among the Heather from his new album, Sheep's Clothing. Then came W. Ed Harris with Star of the County Down from Turris Celtic. And finally, C. Star with I Will Go from Sinners and Angels. I want your feedback. What are you doing today while listening to the podcast? You can send a written comment along with a picture of what you're doing while listening. Email a voicemail message to CelticPodcast@gmail.com. Adrian Parks messaged, hi there, Adrian Parks from Dublin, Ireland here. I just wanted to say hi and let you know that I've recently released a Celtic-themed meditation app with a selection of Celtic radio stations. I'd love to encourage the spread of Celtic music and wonder if you'd be interested in networking and seeing how we can help each other. Regards, he sent a link, CelticWhispers.ie. You can check out the link in the show notes. I haven't actually had a chance to, he sent this a few months back, and I haven't had a chance to check it out. It is more Celtic music, and, you know, who doesn't want more Celtic music? Rita DeLega messaged, I love the Celtic women, the best. Marshall Blosser emailed, hello from Newfoundland. Hey, Mark. So we are landing here in Newfoundland a little 2 months ago, still waiting on my work visa, so I have the dosh to go visit all the Irish pubs in town. There's such a strong Irish influence here that there is still an Irish brogue. Have you ever thought of doing a Celtic invasion to the parts of Canada that the Celts immigrated to? The traditions and sounds that they brought over have been kept alive, if slightly modified. Here in St. John's, Newfoundland, I think it would make for a great tour. I'm still hoping to create my own Mark Gunn-inspired Irish music podcast here to help promote the incredible music from The Rock. I've been taking note on how you do your podcast and looking into the nuts and bolts of crafting my own. I will steal brands your way, too, as you would have an even wider audience to share the music with. Anyway, I hope all goes well with you. Thank you, Marshall. Yes, I would love to do a Celtic invasion of Newfoundland, actually. I had that on my list many years ago, and haven't done it. I just say that. I haven't done it. That'd be interesting to find out. I wish there was a way, and I wish I knew a way to test the waters of the interest. And so I could know how many people would be interested. I have found, like, whenever I go outside of Ireland or Scotland, the number of people who attend decreases dramatically. But that doesn't mean that I'm not going to do it anyways, because I love seeing places wherever they are. And I would love to experience what Newfoundland has to offer. I hope you do get that podcast going. If you need any help, make sure you drop me a line. I would be happy to let others know and add you to my list. If you subscribe to the Celtic Music Magazine, then every week I share the latest Celtic music podcasts that are online. So you can easily and quickly subscribe, plus other news as well. Finally, Peter Wood emailed some photos. Mark, this letter has been a long time coming because the Irish and Celtic Music podcast has been a fixture of my life for almost a third of it. Back in 2011, I came to Austin, Texas for an internship to cap off my time in college, and I went looking for podcasts to fill my time walking to the bus stop, waiting for the bus, and riding to and from my internship. I had been listening to the Signal podcast at the time, and their appreciation of your Firefly songs led me to discover your podcast. The highlight of that summer was a July 4th afternoon walking the trail down Ladybird Lake while listening to the Irish and Celtic Music podcast. I returned home to Indiana, but I continued listening while commuting to work and especially while taking my autistic brother on laundromat trips. I moved back to Austin and I continued to play the podcast for a while. Part of my next job involved checking the new stock into inventory in the morning while my coworkers worked around me, and the podcast was a natural fit for something to listen to with an open speaker as I worked. 2 years ago, I met Jessica, and the podcast quickly became something we could listen to while in the car on our outings. She's from El Salvador and has a passion for music, but she's still not comfortable with English, so it's something we can enjoy together. I think we'd both appreciate an episode featuring Spanish and Galician language songs. I'm finally finishing this email I started over a month ago because I wanted to add that 2 days ago, as I'm writing now, Jessica and I listened to the podcast as we drove across town to the courthouse to get married and then to the party room for the reception. I'm attaching a few photos of the day. For a decade, your show has been the soundtrack of my life and now our life together. Sláinte, saludos, and see y'all from Austin, Texas. Thank you so much, Peter, and congratulations to you and Jessica. It is truly remarkable the way this podcast has reached out and touched people over the years, and hearing the stories is what makes it so special to me. So again, thank you for sharing, and I'm so happy for you and your wife, and I hope you'll continue to listen for years to come. Thank you. All right, let's get back to the music. Next up is Stringer's Ridge with Shady Grove and Julia Delaney from Handmade.
Eyes are the prettiest brown. She's the darling of my heart, sweetest little girl in town. Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove, I say, Shady Grove, my little love, about to go away. Now I wish I had a big fine horse and corn to feed him on, and Shady Grove to stay at home and feed him when I'm gone. Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove, I say, Shady Grove, my little love, bound to go away. Stockings in her hand and her little bare feet on the floor. Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove, I say, Shady Grove, my little love, about to go away. Well, when I was a little boy, I wanted a Barlow knife, and now I want little Shady Grove to say she'll be my wife. Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove, I say, Shady Grove, my little love, bound to go away. come here to fiddle and dance. Some come here to tarry. Some come here to fiddle and dance. I come here to marry. Shady Grove, my little love. Shady Grove, I say. Shady Grove, my little love. I'm bound to go away. Well, there's peaches in the summertime and apples in the fall. If I can't have the one I want, I won't take one at all. Shady Grove, my little love. Shady Grove, I say. Shady Grove, my little love. I'm bound to go away. Shady Grove, my little love. Shady Grove, I say. Shady Grove, my little love. I'm bound to go away.
And wherever you may roam, and wherever you may roam, where your family's from, you'll always feel like home.
Always feel like home.
The tone deep within, floating tender and slow above the valley below. Through the ravines and cuts, along the slopes and the ruts, rises up with the breeze, joins the birds in the trees. Across the rivers of ice, where there is nothing but sky, lies a sonorous chord like a motionless sign. It's so soft and so bare, yet it's filling the air. If you're listening well, you can tell it's the sound of a bell from a different time. world, spraying diamonds and pearls. Now its bed lying dry and it runs in a pipe. From the reservoir dam, holding a lake made by man, where down at the bottom a bell tower stands. It's 60 years now they abandoned their homes, left their poor crops and a land full of stone. And when they were gone and the village was down, their dead are still buried there in the ground. Hearing the bells from the depth of the water, they lock up their doors because their forefathers come begging for a dry place. With a tone deep within, floating tender and slow above the valley below. It's so soft and so bare, yet it's filling the air. If you're listening well, you can tell it's the sound of a bell from a different time.
And he came to tell his tale. Well, the crowd, they cheered him loudly. Ah, but then the silence fell when he spoke of the hard years in a South African cell. And although he was free now, his heart was still in pain, because his country and his people still wore apartheid's chains. He said he hoped that we would join him as he walked down a freedom's path, and that these miles would be the hardest, ah, but they would be the last. And to join our hands together so that we might be as one, try to find ourselves the courage so this battle could be won. I went home to bed that evening, fell asleep and had a dream. I was standing in the pouring rain in an Irish field of green, and all around were headstones of the martyrs of the past. I was standing there in silence as they spoke to me at last.
Barry is my name.
And I died in the hangman's noose. They wanted the names of my comrades, ah, but this I would not do. And I am Roger Casement. I died by England's hand for bringing German rifles to the lonely banister end.
James Connolly is my name.
The working people are my life. When they shot me in Kilmaine jail, it brought great civil strife.
And I am Pádraig Pearse.
I was murdered by the foe, for I read the proclamation from the steps of the GPO. Well, the last voice that I heard said my name is Bobby Sands. And it's good to hear Mandela's voice ringing through this land. I hope to hear them up in Belfast, in Derry and Tyrone. Maybe then those English soldiers will know it's time to go home. I awoke in the morning, nothing made sense at all. But who would have believed that they'd have knocked down the Berlin Wall, or that they freed Nelson Mandela? Could this really be? Maybe now we will see Ireland reunite.
And free.
After Stringer's Ridge came Celtic Conundrum with Wherever You May Roam from The Promise, then Kennedy's Kitchen with Colonel Fraser's from The Whiskey of Truth, their newest album, then On Lar with Bells from Deception, and finally, Mandela the Legend by Derek Warfield and the Young Wolf Tones from Let Ye All Be Irish Tonight. Celtic Podcast News. Are you looking for CD reviews for your Celtic album? I got an email from Keith. Hey, Mark, I am looking for newish Celtic CDs to review. If you know of any, can you suggest the author contacts me so that I can add them to my new page? Otherwise, hope you are keeping well. Best wishes. Yes, there's a new Facebook page where Keith is reviewing albums, and I think he's collecting them as well. But if you'd like to get your album reviewed, go follow the link in the show notes. Have you gotten your 2020 Irish and Celtic Music Podcast t-shirt? The Celtic Tree of Life shirt is available in our store along with 6 other designs from past years. Supplies are limited of all of them, so follow the link in the show notes to show your support for the podcast and get yours. And if you enjoy Celtic music and you're a geek, then you might also enjoy my other podcast. It is the Pub Songs Podcast. Every other week, I sing songs and share my adventures. Last week, I talked about my trip to Skellig Michael on the Celtic invasion of Star Wars. I mean, Dingle, Ireland last year. And the week before that was an audio tour of Gugunbara in Ireland. I have a whole bunch of audio interviews and stories that I did over the past few years, and they will be coming through this podcast. Plus, you learn about my latest videos, including the one to Skellig Michael and Ballincollig Castle in Ireland. One fan likened it to like going to a pub, enjoying a conversation in the pub, because there's music, there's talking and feedback, and of course, if you're a geek like I am, you'll find lots of extra crack because I play what I call sci-fi-ish music. It's a little bit Celtic and a little bit sci-fi geek, so go check it out. Head on over to pubsong.net for details. And finally, thank you, patrons of the podcast. Because of your kind and generous support, this show comes out every week. Your generosity funds the creation, promotion, and production of the show. It allows us to attract new listeners and to help our community grow. As a patron, you get to hear episodes before regular listeners. When we hit a milestone, you get an extra long episode. You can pledge $1 or more per episode and cap how much you want to spend each month over on Patreon. And your contribution also allows us to support events like the Middle Tennessee Highland Games and Celtic Festival on September 12th through 13th, and the Texas Scottish Festival on October 16th through 18th. A super special thanks to our Celtic legends. These amazing individuals pledge $25 per month to support this podcast. Thanks to Annie Lorkowski, Carol Burrill, Hank Woodward, Kevin Long, Linda McNeil, Marianne Ludwig, Miranda Nelson Designs, Nancy Barnett, Patricia Connor, Robert Michael Kane, Scott Benson, Sean Kelly, and Tiffany Knight. Thank you so much. And when you pledge at least $5 per month, you also get a short bonus podcast where Todd Wiley tells you about artists in the latest edition of the show. You can get all that. Just head on over to songhinge.com and become a generous patron of the podcast. All right, next up, we have music from Kilmaine Saints from their album Off the Wagon Acoustic Sessions. This is Painting Paradise Square.
The dark has left the living. My brothers have all since moved out to start the family. There's not much left for me in this place, so I guess I seek my fortune. I'll go and join the Union side and fight for this country. But it's hard to want to die in a land that doesn't want me, and harder yet to work the mills. Baby.
promise you that I will. Well, I'll steal your life and use your blood to bring paradise square. We'll be right back.
love like straight to a flame. Blow her hands and control her mind.
After Kilmaine Saints came Skeleton McKee with The Road to Lisdoon Varna, Swallowtail Jig, and Off She Goes from Edinburgh Underground. Then Brave the Sea with Long Road from The Kraken. And finally, Clonna Kilty Girl by The Whiskey Dicks from United We Stumble. I hope you had a wonderful time this week on the podcast and are having just a nice, joyful start to your May of 2020. If you enjoyed this week's show, please share it with a friend. The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast is here to build our community, to help the incredible artists who so generously share their music with you. So if you hear music you love in this show or any of the shows, buy the albums, shirts, and songbooks. Follow the artists on Spotify. See their shows. Share their events. Drop them an email to let them know you heard them on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. Remember also to subscribe to our Celtic Music Magazine. Every week, you will get a few cool bits of Celtic music news. It's a quick and easy way to plug yourself into more great Celtic culture. Plus, you'll get 34 Celtic MP3s for free just for signing up today. All right, we are going to finish up the show with Tammy Curtis. This is Butcher Boy from her album, Caird Cavort. Thank you again for listening. I'll be back next week. Sláinte.
In Dublin town, where I did dwell, a butcher boy I loved right well. He courted me, my life away, and now with me he will not stay. I wish in vain, I wish I was a maid again. A maid again, I'll never be. Till cherries grow on an apple tree, I wish my baby it was born and smiling on its daddy's knee. But me, poor girl, to be dead and gone, with green, green grass growing over me. She went upstairs to make her bed, and calling to stone at my head. in the middle, a turtle dove, to tell the world that I died for love.
The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast was edited by Mitchell Peterson with graphics by Miranda Nelson Designs. The show was produced by Mark Gundy, Celt Father. To subscribe, go to Apple Podcasts or to our website, where you can become a patron of the podcast for as little as $1 per episode. Promote Celtic culture through music at CelticMusicPodcast.com.